Well, there'd be various differences. There'd be differences in what they need to be able to do when they're pronouncing English. There would be some differences in the grammar. There'd be some differences in use or not of idioms.
Mm-hmm. Is there anything that's widely taught when teaching English that would be missed out in international English?
Yes, I think, for example, that there doesn't seem to be much point in teaching learners to say the TH, the TH and the sounds, because most of the world's learners of English, speakers of English who are non-native speakers, don't pronounce the TH.
And what is the thinking behind the idea of international English?
Well, there are two things. One is that the more different groups of people around the world speak English, the more important it becomes to make sure that they have enough in common so that they can understand each other, that they're intelligible to each other. And here, pronunciation is very important because their pronunciation is the thing that will vary most.